Hello and welcome to the Archaeology News Weekly. I'm David Connolly. This news is brought to you in partnership between Stone Pages and the British Archaeological Jobs and Resources website. All the stories have been collected from various sources, and to view details on each story, including the source, please see the Stone Pages website at news.stonepages.com. And now, the main headlines from around the world are as follows. A prehistoric drug kit is found in the Caribbean. An ancient cremation site is unearthed in Syria. And students go back in time to the Stone Age on a £17,000 grant to a college in England. A dig in Somerset could unearth Bronze Age items. And we report on a consultation on Avebury's human prehistoric remains. Bronze Age artefacts are unearthed in a South Yorkshire metal detecting rally. And we hear about the earliest known case of tuberculosis. And in the Altai, we uncover traces of hunting magic. While in the UK, we find a Bronze Age pin in a gravel quarry. The saga is over when Stanton Moore Stone Circle is saved after a 9-year battle. And finally, an Idaho museum unveils 16,000-year-old stone tools. Researchers have found the drug paraphernalia used by prehistoric humans to cook up herbal mixtures to get themselves high. Scientists have long suspected that humans have an ancient history of drug use, but much of the evidence has been indirect, ranging from some bizarre images found in prehistoric cave art to the discovery of hemp seeds in excavations. Now, however, researchers have found equipment used to prepare hallucinogenic drugs by South American tribes. Keta Key of University College London and Scott Fitzpatrick, an archaeologist from North Carolina State University, found the ceramic bowls and tubes used to inhale drug fumes or powders on the Caribbean island of Caracou. The bowls appear to have originated in South America between 100 to 400 BCE and were then carried about 400 miles to the islands. One implication is that drug use may have been widespread for thousands of years before this time. What is less clear is exactly which drugs would have been used. Cannabis was not yet found in the Caribbean. There were, however, alternatives. Kay believes one of the most likely was cohoba, a hallucinogen made from the beans of a mimosa species. Archaeological investigations in Mexico and Texas have found indirect evidence that as far back as 5,000 years ago, humans were extracting mind-expanding drugs such as mezcal beans and peyote cacti, while opiates can be found from species such as poppies. Fungi may also have been used, and molds, including the powerful hallucinogenic ergot found on rotting vegetation. They were all common in caves. Fungi like the fly agaric toadstool or psilocybin mushroom were also widespread. Many archaeologists believe religion and spiritual beliefs must also have played a part, with drugs being used to induce spiritual or trance-like states. So it wasn't all about fun, you see. A team of researchers from the University of Tsukuba in Japan have uncovered the remains of a crematorium thought to be around 8,600 years old at the Tel El Kerk complex in northwest Syria. Cremated bones of a woman thought to be over 25,000 years old have been found in the Willander Lakes region of Australia, but the Tel El Kerk find is believed to be the world's oldest cremation site, with both cremated bones and the pits used for the cremations itself. Professor Akira Tsuneki, leader of the University of Tsukuba team, said that when excavation was carried out in August this year, four pits measuring about 1 meter in diameter and 50 to 80 centimeters deep were found, together with the remains of 47 people, and of those, 20 had been cremated. About a ton of wood was needed for each cremation, and the fact that some of the people were cremated and others weren't suggests some sort of difference in the status of these people. The Neolithic Age was a time when hierarchies were starting to appear and the elite emerged, and this may be new and important evidence from this time. A group of young people from East Sussex in England will be getting to grips with the Stone Age in a unique apprenticeship project made possible by a £17,000 grant from the Heritage Lottery Fund's Young Roots programme. Run by Sussex Downs College, the project is targeting up to 40 16 to 19-year-olds as part of its Entry to Employment programme. An initial visit to Bentley Woods had the young people inspecting the reconstructed Mesolithic and Bronze Age buildings before trying their hand at flint knapping to create scrapers and arrowheads. They also attempted to light fires using only a friction bow drill, flint and iron pyrites. An autumn activity programme will also involve a series of projects based on aspects of the Middle Stone Age period. During the week October 27th to the 31st, the students will assess all aspects of reconstructing a Stone Age building, of making fire, flint tools and clothing, including gathering and preparing food, and looking at making and using a range of tools and exploring the artistic and cultural elements of life during this period. Supported by the East Sussex Archaeology and Museums project, the work will enable Sussex Downs College to develop a Heritage and Archaeology Foundation apprenticeship. It's one of these excellent ways of actually using archaeology in the real world. All the best to this one. I would really quite like to hear more about that. Actually, we might contact them and see how they get on. Archaeologists are hoping to unearth evidence of what it was like to live in the area 4,000 years ago. They started archaeological works on land adjacent to Cambria Farm and are due to be there for 6 weeks. The dig is in readiness for the construction of Taunton's second park and ride site, which is scheduled to start in January. Steve Membury, Somerset County Council's archaeologist, said that some of the interesting finds, including Bronze Age flint tools, were found on the site during investigations last year. The excavations will ensure that all evidence of prehistoric activity is fully recorded and understood. Sites such as this supply us with clues about the life of the prehistoric people in the Somerset area 4,000 years ago. The National Trust and English Heritage have joined forces to launch a consultation on the future of prehistoric human remains excavated from their sites in Avebury in Wiltshire. The remains, which are currently kept in the Alexander Keeler Museum in Avebury, date back to around about 2000 to 3700 BCE. Paul Davis, the reburial officer for the Council of British Druid Orders, requested the burial of the remains in 2006, prompting English Heritage and the National Trust to determine the future of the bone collection. Dr. Sebastian Payne, Chief Scientist at English Heritage, said that this request raised sensitive and important issues about religious beliefs surrounding human remains and the value of these remains in telling us about our shared past. It's likely to set a precedent for treating other similar requests. Avebury is also a World Heritage Site. Organisations and members of the public are invited to comment on a draft report compiled by English Heritage and the National Trust. Possible fates including reburial in a way which would make the remains unavailable for further examination, or we can have reburial in a way which ensures that remains are available for future examination, and we have the other one which is actually retention in the museum in a way which shows respect for Druid beliefs. The deadline for the consultation is January the 31st, 2009. You can get a copy of the consultation paper and the questionnaire at www.thenationaltrust.org.uk/remains. Nothing much to add to this, but nothing personal. I don't really understand what modern Druids have got to do with these Neolithic and Bronze Age people. Respect is one thing. I think that's one of the important things that's come out of this, that you should be showing some form of respect for the human remains. But imposing a rather modern set of beliefs is quite another thing. I was going to actually say that I bet they're turning in their graves, but that's quite bad taste. Prehistoric artifacts were among the exciting finds unearthed at Tickle's first metal-detecting rally held in South Yorkshire in England. Among the finds were a 3,500-year-old Bronze Age spearhead and a 2,800-year-old socketed axe head tip. It was the first time these items found had seen the light of day since their owners lost them thousands of years ago. The rally had been organised by the Searchers of Dinnington Society and took place in fields owned by a local farmer. They had invited along a team of experts from the Portable Antiquity Scheme to help detectors identify and record the items they found over the weekend. The Portable Antiquity Scheme is a national one that encourages the reporting of archaeological objects found by members of the public. Though I should point out that up in Scotland, everything actually has to be reported. It's a good example of actually people working together to increase our knowledge of the past. So, long may this continue. DNA evidence of human tuberculosis from the bones of a woman and an infant excavated more than a decade ago at a 9,000-year-old village submerged off Israel's coast suggests the disease appeared in humans much earlier than thought. Bone damage apparently produced by some type of infection puzzled excavation director and anthropologist Israel Hershkovitz. Thanks to a genetic analysis of the skeletons at the University College London, Hershkovitz now knows that his team unearthed the earliest known case of human tuberculosis. A 25-year-old mother had apparently passed on the bacterial infection to her 1-year-old child, after which they both died and were buried together. Other instances of human tuberculosis that have been confirmed by ancient DNA analysis date to more than about 5,500 years ago in Egypt and in Sweden. The Atlit Yam site was located within marshland where the graves were encased in clay, eventually covered by a thick layer of sand and later by salt water, protecting the bones from decay. Examination of DNA from the Israeli skeletons supports the idea, based on earlier studies of genetic variation in different strains of modern tuberculosis bacteria, that bovine tuberculosis evolved after human tuberculosis did. Hershkovitz estimates that human tuberculosis first evolved around 10,000 years ago, when agriculture's emergence led to densely populated settlements that acted as petri dishes for infection. Human tuberculosis could have originated as early as 20,000 years ago. Confirmation of the bacterium's evolutionary age will depend on finding late Stone Age skeletons that show signs of the infection, and then successfully extracting DNA from them. Ultimately, the UCL team hopes their work will help others find more effective treatments for TB. About 9 million new cases of TB and nearly 2 million deaths are estimated to occur around the world every year. Archaeologists studying the area of the well-known Tavdinsky Caves in the Altai Republic believe the early people used to perform hunting magic there. Back in 2005, three archaeological layers were unearthed at the site, providing evidence that by the Neolithic, it was already a cultic place. The finds are traces of hunting magic, manifestations of which among the various Siberian tribes have been recorded by ethnographers. According to the natives' old beliefs, during the opening of the hunting season, the arrowhead with which an animal was killed had to be stuck into the ground in a special place. The aim of the ritual was to prevent depletion of the biological resources of the woods. I just love ritual. Another significant Bronze Age find has been unearthed at the Kingsmead Quarry near Windsor in England. Archaeologists believe that the item, known as a Picardy pin, dates back to around the 11th century BCE and was originally used as a costume or hair pin. The 20-centimetre long pin was discovered as a result of an archaeological dig conducted by a building materials provider prior to the mineral extraction of sand and gravel from the site. Previous finds on the site have included arrowheads, flint tools, pottery and a bronze and leatherworking tool. The most important find at the Kingsmead Quarry to date was the discovery in July of an extremely rare example of the site of a Neolithic house. Experts estimate the remains to be more than 5,000 years old and declare that the site was one of the best examples ever found in the UK. Further investigations at Kingsmead have now shown that people have inhabited the site for the past 14,000 years, a period dating back to the last ice age. It's thought that the River Thames may once have flowed through the area. This may help to explain why people occupied the site for so many years, as rivers have traditionally been crucial for early settlements. Archaeological investigations will continue at Kingsmead for the next 10 years as mineral extraction on the site progresses. After 9 long years, the ambience and surroundings of the Stanton Moorstone Circle in Derbyshire, England, are now safe. It's a victory that has very much been down to the astonishing persistence over the years of large numbers of protesters working with the local people and the National Parks Authority. They refuse to budge from the site near the ancient Nine Ladies Stone Circle as they battle to prevent an area of the Peak District National Park being used for quarrying. It's been Britain's longest-running protest camp. Ben Hartley has lived in a treehouse on the site off and on for the past 9 years. He says the plans to restart quarrying at the site would have been devastating for those living in the nearby village. And he says that he is delighted that by working together with the residents, they've been successful in overturning the plan. The protest was sparked when quarry company Stancliffe Stone announced plans to reopen Endcliffe and Lees quarries at Stanton Moor near Matlock to extract high-quality sandstone. Ian Pearson, the estates manager of Stancliffe Stone, recently said, "We've been working closely with the National Parks Authority, local community and other interested parties to reach an agreement. We'd like to thank all of the stakeholders involved in finalising the agreement, which will help protect the Nine Ladies Stone Circle, the wildlife and the surrounding landscape. We'd also like to thank all the stakeholders involved in finalising the agreement, which will protect it." I'm sure you said that twice. Last September, Hazel Bleers, the local government secretary, decided Stancliffe Stone's planning permission would be revoked in exchange for the right to quarry at Dale View, a quarry in the area which is less environmentally sensitive. But the remaining 20 protesters refused to pack up until they had it in writing that there would never be quarrying at the site. Good on them. The Idaho Museum of Natural History in the USA is displaying some of the nation's oldest archaeological discoveries, ancient tools found in the southeastern area of the state in 2006. An archaeological team from Idaho State University dug up the artifacts at Castle Rock State Park. They include stone tools and the rocks used to shape them. The director of the Idaho Museum of Natural History said that some of the tools are believed to date to 16,000 years ago, which means they predate the Clovis culture of 13,000. The Clovis culture was sought until recently to mark the advent of humans in North America. The tools are on display to provide a talking point for October the 24th Idaho Archaeological Society meeting, which is hosted at the State University. Well, it just goes for me to say the usual, which is, if you haven't found your way to Badger yet, I suggest you do. You can find that at www.bajr.org. And, of course, Past Horizons, where you can have a choice of magazines, volunteer opportunities, TV, this podcast itself. And if you're feeling in the mood, you can buy some tools as well to get out there into the field. And remember, more can always be found at Stone Pages, news.stonepages.com. Thanks for listening to Archaeology News Weekly. We hope you'll return again to us next week.